Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This is a solo episode. I will be by myself. We're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about, the Astros dropping the series to the Giants 2-1. Let's start with some news. Kyle Tucker was reportedly supposed to be ready for the game on Friday, but he will not be coming off the injured list as hoped on Friday. Joe Espada said he is not quite there. Also, the Astros overall, I mean, if you look at it, they go on the road and they go 3-3. It seems sort of successful, but I think all of you could agree that we definitely needed to go 4-2. We should have taken 2 out of 3 versus both of them. We could have swept the Angels. We should have did much better. Although 3-3 is not too bad, you need to win series. You can't continue to lose series and have Seattle spread that gap even more. You have to catch them. And if you lose series, it's not going to happen. And this Detroit series coming up here on Father's Day weekend at Minute Maid Park is going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one. All right, so let's start with this. Game one. Spencer Arrighetti, who has been money lately, no scoring till the bottom of the sixth. Yastrzemski with an RBI double. The Giants take a 1-0 lead. Top of the seventh, Jeremy Peña with a sac fly, brought in Yordan. We are tied at one. We go to extra innings, where the Astros have been pretty decent lately. Usually, you can chalk it up as a loss. Caratini had a sac fly, brought in Loperfido. That made it 2-1, and then Bregman drove in Cabbage. So the Astros scored two runs. They scored two runs in the top of the 10th, and things are looking good. However, they bring in Rafael Montero in the bottom of the 10th. Wisely drove in the Ghost Runner, made it 3-2. Bailey RBI single tied it up, and then Slater RBI single 4-3. Montero only got one guy out. The Astros lose game one 4-3. Again, a game they could have and should have won. Arrighetti, great outing, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, only 1 run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. ERA 5.33. He's inching closer and closer with every start to getting his ERA down in the fours. Magic Man closed out the 6th inning for him. Scott, 2 scoreless innings, a walk and a strikeout. Hader, 1 inning, a hit and no runs. Montero, like I said, 1/3 of an inning, 4 hits, 3 runs, only 2 earned because one's the Ghost Runner. Loss, he's 1-2, and 3rd blown save of the year. So the Astros lose game one. Altuve went 2-for-5. Jake Myers went 2-for-4. Alex Bregman, 1-for-5. He drove in a run. Caratini, 1-for-3. He drove in a run. Jeremy Peña drove in a run. He went 0-for-3. The Astros, 3 runs on 9 hits. They were 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position, and they left 8 on base. We go to game two. Ronel Blanco, who has been lights out this season. Top of the 3rd, Altuve grounded out, and Dubon scored from 3rd. We take the lead. Wisely at a home run in the bottom of the 3rd, and they tie it up. Top of the 5th, Bregman drove in a run. Cabbage scored, and then Dubon scored on the throwing error. The Astros go up 3-1, and that ends up being the final score. Rono Blanco, 6 innings, 3 hits and 1 run, a walk, and 8 big strikeouts. He wins. He's 6-2, 2.67 ERA. Scott, 1 inning, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Abreu gets his 15th hold of the year, no runs and a strikeout. And Presley, we talked about this on the last episode. It seems to me, and I don't have the stats to back it up, and I wanted to check it out, but I've been so busy. It seems like he does better when he comes in and throws the 9th inning, when he's not the 8th inning guy. John Singleton offensively, 2-for-3. Dubon, 2-for-3. He scored twice. Altuve, Bregman, both had RBIs. The Astros, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and they left 4 on base. But a win is a win, and I'll definitely take a win any day. Game 3. On social media, and don't forget, we have injuries. Yiner got hurt. They brought up Cesar Salazar. Kyle Tucker's still out. So we have injuries, but there's a lot of fans complaining about this lineup that Espada. I think Espada's, I don't think he's on the hot seat, but as far as, he's the new Dusty Baker. He's getting slandered all the time now, and he got slandered for this lineup. Altuve, Bregman, and Yordan. He had John Singleton in the 4-hole. Is that the best option? I don't know. The thing about it is he was DHing and Abreu was playing first. So you want your best fielder out there, I guess. So they would like John Singleton. There was JP3, Dubon, Caratini, Jose Abreu, and Cabbage. So they were complaining about it. And I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this lineup? No Kyle Tucker, no Yiner Diaz. Those are two huge bats out of the lineup. But apparently, fans can make a better lineup. I mean, maybe there was something you could tweak. I don't know. But lots of complaints about it. Game 3, Framber Valdez, bottom of the third, Flores had a sac fly, and then Chapman had a double, RBI double. The Giants go up early 2-0. Jeremy Pena with an RBI single drove in Yordan in the top of the fourth. That makes it 2-1, but the Giants come right back in the bottom of the fourth. Slater with a 2-run single, 4-1, and Ramos sac fly, and the Astros are down 5-1 after 4 innings. Top of the sixth, Yordan hits his 14th home run. It was a 2-run shot. It makes it 5-3. Unfortunately, no more scoring by the Astros. That's the final score, 5-3. Framber only goes 4 innings, 5 runs on 8 hits, 1 walk, and only 1 strikeout. This is coming off a 9-inning complete game. And I mentioned this to Wally, and I was thinking, does he have a good game and a bad game and a good game and a bad game? And it just seems like it. I definitely need to go look it up, and I'm going to get back with y'all on that. I'm sure most of y'all know that. Great job by the Magic Man. 2 scoreless innings, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Dubin also had 2 scoreless innings. So Dubin and the Magic Man both had great outings. Alex Bregman, 2-for-4. Yordan, 2-for-4. He drove in 2. All the Astros had 1 hit except John Singleton and Jose Abreu. So does it really matter where you put them if they don't do anything? The Astros, 3 runs on 9 hits. 1-for-3 with the runners in scoring position. They left 3 on base. All right. So I was taking notes, and I was thinking I couldn't figure out who the players of the series were, and I would do it afterwards, but I totally forgot. So let's look at it. Let's start with pitcher. I think I'm going to go with, it's going to be Arrigetti or Ronel Blanco, 4 hits, 1. I'm going to go with Ronel Blanco. 6 innings, 3 hits and only 1 run. So let's go with Blanco on that. Position player, if you look at it, Pena drove in a run. Bregman drove in a run. Altuve drove in a run. Bregman drove in another run. And then Pena and Yordan drove in a run. I'm going to give it. If you look at it, Bregman and Yordan went 2-for-4 in that last game. Bregman had an RBI. And then I'm going to give it to Alex Bregman. He had RBIs in all three games. Alex Bregman, I'll give him that. And who am I going to give the Coach Rose to? The Magic Man had, where I know he pitched twice. Magic Man, a third of an inning there, and then two scoreless innings. Do I expect that from him? I don't know. Who else did good? Caratini, JP3. Man, I'm just going to give it to Magic Man. He two appearances, no runs. I think Dubin also deserves something, but Magic Man's one of my favorite players, so that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes when you play favoritism, folks, on the Ram Shirts, Players of the Series. Make sure you go to ramshirts.com and look for a beautiful shirt. I'm wearing one right here, Asteroids Baseball. It's special edition, only given to me because we're good pals. But don't forget, folks, Father's Day is Sunday. And if you love your father, if you love the Astros, and you love T-shirts, don't forget to send that email to AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. And then you can win a shirt for Dad. It is June 13th, so we're halfway there, folks. We are halfway there. I haven't checked to see how many entries we have and also have yet to open it to social media, but when I stop being lazy, I'm going to do that. So if you take a look at the standings, Seattle is 40-30, 7-3 in the last 10. Texas, 32-35. They are 5-5 in their last 10, and they trail Seattle by 6.5 games. Houston, 31-38. They are also 5-5 in their last 10, and the Astros are 8.5 games out of first place in the AL West. However, we had this discussion. Do the Astros have to win the AL West to make the playoffs? Well, the Rangers are 3.5 games out of a wild card, and the Astros are 5.5 games out of the wild card. So it's still possible. It's still possible. They just got to keep winning. I know 3-3 road trip isn't winning, but it's not losing. It's not losing. And I still don't think the Astros, I think going into the trade deadline, I honestly think that the Astros will 100% be buyers. They're going to be buyers. If they were really, really far out, maybe they would sell Bregman. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think they're still going to be buyers. If you choose buyer or sellers, they're still close enough. They're a win streak away from erasing all of that. So never ever give up on your Astros, folks. Never. So up next versus the Detroit Tigers, a three-game homestand. That's pretty weird. Weird scheduling. But at least if you are an Astros fan and you love your dad, take him to the game on Sunday. Also, let me tell you this. If you don't want to go through the trouble of going to an Astros game, the Sugarland Space Cowboys have some pretty sweet giveaways this weekend. Saturday, they're giving away a Negro League jersey. It's pretty sweet. It's white. I think it has the teal sleeves and the numbers. And then Sunday, go to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Twitter page or Facebook page or even the website. An awesome, I'm thinking about taking the trip just for this. An awesome Space Cowboys fishing shirt. It's one of those lightweight ones, long sleeve for fishing out at the coast. It is an awesome shirt. It's one of the coolest shirts that I've seen. So you got the Space Cowboys in town for Father's Day, and you got the Astros in town for Father's Day. Take your dad to a game. Don't have him out there sweating all day cooking. Take him to a game. That's what he wants to do. So anyway, Friday's Hunter Brown versus Scoball, who dominated him last time. He's 8-1 with a 1.92 ERA. Hunter Brown has been very good lately, but I'm going to give the advantage in this game to Detroit. Game two is Justin Verlander. He's going against Flaherty, who's 3-4 with a 3.22 ERA. You give me JV at Minute Maid Park versus his former team. I'll take the win. Advantage Astros. Sunday, Spencer Arrighetti, who's been awesome, like I said, against Media. I wrote it down. I'm messy. I'm a messy writer when I'm in a hurry. Anyway, he's an Asian guy. 2-2 with a 5.89 ERA. Advantage Astros. Advantage Spencer Arrighetti. I'm predicting an Astros win. A 2-1 win on Father's Day weekend for the Astros. Let's get it done. So thanks everyone out there for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And we will see you next time this weekend on Astros Baseball to talk about this Detroit Tiger series. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, folks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.